Here's your host of Sound Off, Brad Bennett.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes, we are back. Hour number three. I'll tell you what, Kenny, not only have I seen Jerry Cordesmacki, who's sitting here with me, and we're going to talk about his piece that we missed yesterday. But a little while ago, Matt Boo came up and said, hi, I've seen so many people, so many of our great sponsors and other people up here today that it's almost been like a reunion. Yeah. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
The fun thing here about Les Grumdahl's, I knew Les's dad even when I worked at Taylor Rental in the 80s
yeah.
on London Road. So
oh, is that right?
I've known these guys for years and years
now,
and years and years.
See,
so.
I didn't even know until today that Les's dad actually started this business and started after World War II with screen doors and storm doors and
yep,
stuff.
So they've been around for a long time. So,
wow.
Yeah, so like I say, I've worked on London Road, started in 85, I think it was, with Taylor Rental. So I knew them from way back then.
Has their leaving kind of left a hole along London Road a little bit there?
It's such a busy road. You know, I was yeah. talking to them. They're going to really miss having to block the road to get trucks unloaded
oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, you guys already talked about bike lanes, I guess. You know, all those poor bicycles at the inconvenience. Wait a minute.
Bicycles. No bicycles. Do you actually get bicycles in the bicycle lanes
there's,
down there?
There's one or two a day.
One or two a day? Well, that's 10, good.
10,000 cars. And then
yeah,
they take
10,000 cars and one or two
road
bikes.
Away for one yeah, or two bicycles.
But anyway, certainly enough of a reason to shut down an entire lane. Lane for one or two bikes.
A lane each way.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's the crazy part.
I told you. I like it down in Florida. They have a bike. They have bike lanes on all the major roads down there.
Yes.
They're about four times as big as a bike tire.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you
wander outside of that,
wander outside of that bike lane, you're fair game.
That's Florida law. Man. That's yeah. not Minnesota law. Minnesota
so night. Let's talk a little bit about what's new, what's happening at London Road Rental. You know, I mean, this has got to be a busy time of year for you
it's
guys.
It's gotten really busy now that the nice weather is here. It's gotten crazy busy, and that's one of the things, again, please reserve stuff. Our extra month of winter that we had really slowed the projects down. So now all the boom lifts and excavators and skid steers, they're just they're busy as could be. So give us a call when you know when you want to do your project. We'll let you know what we have available. And then if we don't have it that day, we'll schedule for when it is available
that
so it
is
works with you.
That is important, and, isn't it? That
yep.
you kind of, especially items like the lawn care items that are going to be in hot demand, and schedule them ahead of time.
Yep, schedule them ahead of time, and we'll work with you the best we can to get it to get it going, get it through there. Aerating, dethatching is really starting now that the grass is greened up. Tillers are going crazy right now. People are trying to get their tillers done.
I suppose.
Hope you didn't put your tomatoes in already because you got to cover them tonight and tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Sunday night, you better cover your tomatoes because
yeah,
you're going to get frost.
You were supposed to bring us warm weather. What the hell? I hate to say that on the radio, but you know,
listen,
Brad,
I told Kenny the first day, I brought warm weather all the way up to Hinckley.
Oh, yeah.
When we hit Hinckley, it was like the trees all of a sudden didn't have leaves anymore. All they had was buds. And we lost about 20 degrees.
Yeah. But I used to live in Arizona for a while. I went to college out there. And I will say that when you come above Hinckley, can't you smell Duluth, northern Minnesota?
You do.
There's just something about it up here that it smells so.
My wife, Kathy, has had some trouble with the pollen in Florida this time of year. That you know, you get that kind of a yellow pollen everywhere. And she said the same thing. She said, Brad, I got to tell you, when we hit Hinckley, my eyes cleared up. My sinuses cleared up. And it's
because everything's still frozen.
Yeah.
Okay. But no. So, yes, at London Road Rental, that's what I'm here for. But we're busy as can be.
So let me ask you a question about London Road Rental. Lawn care. What is the best time to thatch, to dethatch your, is that what you call
de-thatch
it? Dethatch?
Yep.
Take the plugs out of your lawn.
Well, that's aerating.
Oh,
aerating. And the neat thing and looking at it and just doing some research and reminding this year when you can do it. Our grass stays so green up here, you can do it any time that it's not dormant. As long as it's green, so it doesn't pull up.
So it doesn't matter whether you do it in the fall, do it in the spring.
You can do it anytime. In the middle of August, if you get the, you know, if it starts to get dormant because we get so hot and dry, that's the only time you really can't do
sure.
it. We do get people try to do it too early in the spring when the grass hasn't greened up, and has a tendency to pull it out.
Because you're pulling out everything.
Yeah, because yeah. there's just no strength to the roots yet. But no, now
so thatching though, dethatching, the best thing in the spring or before it greens up real
again,
heavy.
Again, dethatching you can do at any point. The so many people aerate and don't think about the dethatching. When you mow your lawn, especially if you don't use a bag, you get all the grass clippings go down into the grass, and these mulching mowers really cause it to get thicker yet.
Yeah.
And it'll actually get so thick that the rain can't go through it. We had a person come in and complain about the aerator not working one time when we went out, and he had about 2-inch thick plugs of solid grass.
Woo!
He never, just the thatch, he never got to the dirt because there was so much grass just built up in the bottom of his lawn.
So these machines you have for thatching, do they have like steel things that
steel
spin
tines,
the pole?
Steel blades that spin, that
okay.
pull it up, just leave it laying on top of the ground. We tried a bagger. It didn't work. Every 20 feet, you had to stop and empty the bag. Nobody liked that machine, so we got rid of it. So it leaves a nice blanket. It's very easy to rake up when you're done. You can
okay.
rake it up and put it in a pile in part of your yard or haul it
so
up.
So thatching really brings up all of that.
The dead grass.
Pounded down grass that's yep. stopping the new stuff from springing through.
In clay soil, it's very important. If you don't have clay soil, then aerating does more. But when you aerate in clay soil, you make little holes for the water just to sit there. It doesn't, because
sure.
clay is so, you know. So the big thing in your yard, if you've got sand or good soil, then aerating works. But either way, if you get too much thatch, your
right.
grass isn't going to grow right. The sun can't hit the roots. I didn't know. Sun has to hit the roots. It turns out
yeah.
not just the top of the, it makes a difference. And for all the nutrients to get in there. And it once it seals up, your grass quits breaking down.
Okay.
So then it doesn't actually start to rot and go
sure.
back into the ground. It just sits there as a thick mat.
So do you have a lot of people already scheduled to use this kind of equipment?
You know, every day they go out a couple times.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of calling ahead and planning it out. And
right.
Same thing with your tillers. When you call for your tillers, we're always going to ask, is it new soil? How big is the garden? Because there's three different sizes of tillers, basically. So we make
now,
sure
the
we
other
get
thing
the right
is the other thing is like a, this is the time of year that a lot of people put up fences. You want a post-hole dig. You got to call ahead, make sure you're not going to hit anybody's lines.
Yep, do your 811 call. And today
yep.
on Facebook, I haven't done it yet. I got to put the picture of the brand new dingo that I just got in this winter, this spring, that we'll have another post-hole auger for. And yesterday, I put up a picture of a brand new trencher, and we got in two new excavators, and we got in a new skid steer, and then the next week we got a brand new boom coming in. So there's a lot of equipment still coming in.
Nice.
Even though it's
very
really
nice.
Hard to get equipment these
that's,
days.
That's
really,
the big
really
thing about you out there, London Road Rental. You don't hang on to equipment forever. When it's used up its life expectancy, you replace it with new stuff. A lot of times better stuff than you had before.
Yep. It keeps the maintenance down, and it keeps the customers liking new equipment.
So let's wrap it up by explaining to people how to get a hold of London Road Rental. Easiest place is just stop out there, but if you want to call, what's
yep.
what?
Now with this new phone number thing, you got to do the 218-728-2940. You can stop down and see us at 1710 London Road, right on London Road, where Les Grumdahl used to be, just a half a block away.
Yeah.
Or you can get us on the internet at londonroadrental.com, and we keep asking, and we don't seem to get any response, but it'd be fun to see somebody's project on our Facebook site. We have it happen
right.
very seldom, and we want it to happen more. Maybe
no.
there'll be a special prize if somebody does that. So,
All right.
Okay,
Jerry Cordes-Mackey, London Road Rental, thank you very much.
Welcome home, in. By the way.
I appreciate that very much.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you. Well, Kenny, I was going to wrap this story up about Biden's, because you've mentioned many times on the air that Biden's basically lying about the possibility of inflation. Biden, again.
What do you mean? The possibility of.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there is inflation. There's runaway inflation right now. And the thing of it is, Biden plans to fight it by raising taxes, increasing government spending, and more regulation. And nobody yet, you've heard me ask people, Kenny, I've asked people to explain that economic philosophy that says if you just tax people more, if you increase government spending more, if you increase more regulation, somehow that's going to lower inflation. It doesn't work that way. But Biden has us convinced that somehow that's the only way to go. By the way, there's the one gets the impression that the president has reached a point at which he knows he isn't fooling anybody anymore, except possibly himself. The left isn't going to stomach spending restraints, deregulation, reassuring, steady, low taxes. They're not going to put up with that. And in fact, they want green energy, his base. It leaves Biden in a tough spot saying and doing things that exasperate his tendencies to seem woefully out of touch. And that's exactly what he is. He is woefully out of touch. And even more than that, Northlanders, let me tell you, when we come back after this first break, I want to tell you the latest thing that people here in the Northland are already seeing as the next sticker shock. We've had the sticker shock at the gas pumps. We've had the sticker shock at the grocery store. We've had all of that happen. But when you open your property tax statement next time, be prepared for that shock. We're going to take our first break of hour number three, and then we'll come back and talk more about what's going on up here at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding. Their grand opening, 5210 McQuaid Road. Come on up, stop up, and take a look around. You can register for prizes. You'll be glad you did.
Take us with you on your mobile with the free KDAL radio app.
It's all I listen to.
KDAL time, 123. Let's go back to Les Grumdahl Window and Siding, where Brad Bennett is, 5210 McQuaid Road. Brad, when you cross the railroad tracks on the expressway as you head up towards McQuaid Road, you drive just about 5 miles. It'll be on your right-hand side. You turn onto McQuaid Road, and right there is Les Grumdahl Window and Siding. So tell me about it.
I'll give you one more landmark. The Amish Furniture Store.
Yeah.
If you just pass that, you'll get to McQuaid Road. That's where you want to take a right.
Got it.
And then a quick left right into their brand new facility. And Kenny, I'm not telling you, I'm not kidding you when I say they have got so many displays up here, so many different kinds of windows, so many different kinds of doors. They've got all of their steel siding displays here. I mean, you literally could walk in here and completely outfit your home with a new roof, build a deck on with all the composite types of things that they've got. They can even put metal steps and hand railings on your deck and powder coat them to match the color of your home.
Nice.
Whatever color your home is painted. So they've got a lot of great things going on up here at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding. And again, they invite you to come up and take a look.
Everything you're mentioning, I need. I need siding. I need a deck. I need steps and railings.
Yeah. Railings. And you know, I'm not kidding you. You know, I've got a fairly good roof on my home right now, so I'm not in need of one. But boy, if I was going to put a new roof on, I would go with this stone-coated steel roofing.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff, unlike a regular steel roof that is real slippery, which is a good thing in the winter months here, the snow just slides right off of it. But if you got up on that steel roof, you'd slide off of it too.
Yeah.
But they've got this new steel roofing now that is stone coated. It's like asphalt coated over it, and it doesn't come off. The storms, wind, rain, sleet, anything.
What kind of warranties on that? Is that a lifetime?
I think it is a lifetime, if I remember right. Just beautiful, beautiful stuff. And they've got it in so many different colors and styles.
So that's on display.
It's just good stuff.
You can stop in there and look at that.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you come up here in the next hour or so, well, not even the next hour, probably another half an hour, they'll feed you. They've got the Mexico Lindo, I think it is, a food truck out here, or one of the food trucks.
What do you mean they'll feed you? You don't have to pay for the food?
You don't have to pay for the food.
Oh, come on. Tell me.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah,
All right.
It's really great.
See, Brad, if
so
I could.
So this is nice. Yeah.
I've got a name for taps that I want to pass along here.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
We're going to play taps at the end of the program like we do every Friday. William Bill Palo. And he was from Ely. He was 83 years old, I believe. Yeah, 83. He worked as a millwright at Reserve Mining and LTV Steel, retiring in 2002. Nearly 40 years in the mining industry.
Wow.
A proud veteran, Brad. Bill served in the United States Army from 1961 to 63, including a tour of duty in Germany. Now, this I'm getting from the Ely Echo, and so we'll remember Bill Palo of Ely today, an Army veteran.
You know, I got to tell you, Kenny, I believe I might have met him 2 years ago. I was asked to ride. They have a big parade every year up in Ely during the 4th of July period. And my daughter was working at the hospital up in Ely. And so I went up and the veterans up there asked if I would ride with them on their trucks. And I said, absolutely, love to. And so we did that, and I believe Bill Palo was one of the guys I met that day, just a sweetheart of a guy. And
it says here that he was devoted to his family, very devoted to his family, a hard worker. He was 100% Finlander through and through. He was a man of very few words, but was always very kind and welcoming to all. And, Brad, he was also a part of supporting youth sports in Ely. Ely Blue Line Club, Ely Baseball Association, served as a coach, referee, used to attend baseball games and practices.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. Outstanding. Well, we have run into lots of people we know up here today. I'll tell you, it's been like old home week. We're just running into people all the time. But Kenny, back to the story I was telling you about. This is going to be the next big shock. Have you opened your property tax reassessment,
by the way? Yeah, our taxes increased.
A lot or,
more than ever.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing here. This story came out of a CBS news, by the way, and it said that it's going to be the next shock for homeowners. And they started off with a story from a woman named Ann Van Dossel. She said she didn't quite believe it when her hometown of Burlington, Vermont, last year sent her a new property tax assessment stated that the value of her home had doubled, raising her property taxes by 20%. Tax jumped from about $12,000 a year up from $10,000, a bump she said is added to the financial strain as inflation pushes up the cost of food and other necessities. So, you know, this is going to be the next big hit that people are going to take. She was given only a small reduction in the value of her home. She went and had it reassessed, of course, and said, look, you know, this is just way too much. She was given only a small reduction in the value of her home, which didn't make a dent in her new tax bill. I hadn't planned on spending thousands of dollars more on property taxes. So, you know, this is what people are going to find. Her predicament, she said, she flipped the flip side of the surge in residential real estate prices is that county and city officials have blasted out new property assessments to homeowners across the U.S. The housing market surged during the pandemic, sending the value of a typical U.S. home surging to $344,000 or 37% higher in February. And as we talked with Ryan this morning here, we said, you know, it's tough because what are you going to do? You know, you might want to move. You might think, well, you know, the kids are gone now, so I need to downsize my home. So you put your home up for sale, and your home is probably going to sell fast, but you won't be able to find anything to replace it because the homes have gone up so high on the replacement side. So now, higher property taxes could add to the cost burden of long-standing and new homeowners as well, crimping budgets at a time when inflation is at a 40-year high. So, you know, somebody out there looking now, I mean, I have a son that would love to own a home. He hasn't owned a home yet. But he told me, he said, Dad, I can't buy a home today because the prices have gone up so high. Sticker shock is hitting everybody. They talk about, for example, assessors in Knox County, Tennessee, the assessments went out this year. The values were up 40% on new assessments. Well, listen, Kenny, I know we're up against the CBS news break, so why don't we do that? Let's take our CBS news break, and then we'll come back live up at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding with more.
KDAL time, 137, 61 degrees at Duluth Harbor. Les Grumdahl Window and Siding, the showroom at 5210 McQuaid Road in Duluth, is where Brad Bennett is. And Brad, again, talk about that showroom. I want to know, they've got everything there. I mean, it's all there, all the siding, the doors, the windows. It's all right there.
Yeah, in fact, Ryan was telling me at the beginning of the show that they probably added about 30 to 40% more materials, more things that they could show in here than they used to at their old location. So it really has been a huge improvement for customers looking for roofing, window siding, any of that stuff.
You know, you probably aren't paying attention to what the markets are doing, are you?
Oh, I did, Kenny. Unfortunately, I still have some money in the market, and I am taking the kind of beating that everybody else has done in the last 3 days, but I understand today is down again, huh?
S&P 500 valuation after sell-off below 10-day average. NASDAQ is down 300 points. The Dow is down over 500 points. S&P 500 also down 74 points, but the Dow is at 30,742. It's lost 1.61% of its value. My goodness.
Man, I'll tell you, it's
been a rough week.
It is tough. It really is tough right now. And for the average person, the guy working a job where they used to say, what did they used to say it was, Kenny? People working paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Those kind of people are really suffering right now because that paycheck just isn't going as far anymore. And when you pull up to the gas pumps and you got to put in, you got to go back to the days like when you and I were kids. We used to say, well, we got to put in $5 for the weekend so you take the girl out for five. That's about all we can afford these days because you try to fill the car up, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to get a loan from your local banker.
It's sad. It's a bad time to be a consumer
really,
and really to be a small business owner, you know, trying to sell a product, whether it be a restaurant or what have you. But oil is up too, by the way. Oil is up slightly, yep. But it is up currently to $109.99 a barrel.
Well, you know, this same study that I was looking at this morning, Kenny, on from NBC, NSNBC, about prices. This guy really hit it on the head that wrote this. He said there were some key points with gas right now that they're up so high. He said consumers are grappling with record high gas prices, but the surge is also hurting businesses because the national average of a gallon of gas hit a new high Thursday, probably going to hit it again today. California statewide, can you believe in California they are paying on average $6 for regular gas?
Yeah, and I saw a story, yeah. I think it was Seattle, and they're reconfiguring some gas pumps to accommodate the $10 or higher gas prices.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness, what?
Yeah, we did. They did not anticipate. Well, the other thing that, the Russian invasion of Ukraine already hit a tight energy market reeling. You know, the energy market was already, since Biden took over as president, was already up over a dollar a gallon. And then when the invasion happened, Russia cut off a lot of supplies to certain countries, other countries thought it was socially right for them to cut off buying gas from Russia. So they did that, but they didn't think about who are they going to buy from to replace it. Nobody has markets. And then the other thing is we did not anticipate that transportation and freight costs would soar the way they have as fuel prices have risen to all-time highs. That is a statement from Target CEO Brian Cornell on Wednesday when Target indicated that their profit loss for the year was down 52%. Because of a combination of things, but part of it was because of not being able to get supplies in to their stores at a reasonable price. The billboards announcing $4, $5, $6 a gallon prices, prices of record highs. So they're seeing fuels going up. Plus, they raised employment costs because they knew they needed to be able to save and keep good working employees. So they did that as well. They raised the price of labor. Diesel is really the economic fuel that is fueling everything, and it's the lifeblood of the economy, transportation power in some cases. So it's really embedded in an economic activity that is filtering through to many other goods and services. And you know what? I don't know what's going to be the answer for it. We have an administration in place right now in this country that, quite frankly, you know, they don't care if gas prices are going up, because their long-term goal was to wean people off of fossil fuels. But you can't wean people by slamming them with huge gas prices. It's not weaning anything. It's like sticker shock. And are they going to go higher? Are prices going higher? Yes, they will. According to this story from MSNBC this morning, the jump in oil prices, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is the latest catalyst, just the latest one that's already pushed prices up even higher. Even before COVID, though, energy production cut back on investment and less profitability projects under pressure from low prices and institution shareholders demanding higher return. People weren't going anywhere, and businesses were shuttered. But now the economy has started to reopen, manufacturing has started to revive, and people are driving again and flying again, or they'd like to, but all of a sudden they're looking at these prices that are just going through the roof. You know, you've got strategic, you got Joe Biden tapping the strategic petroleum reserves. And did you see the latest one out, Kenny? No.
No.
China has tapped into their strategic petroleum reserves. But you know what they're doing now? They've approached Russia to buy cheap oil, cheap gas, to fill their reserves back up. So while we're looking at filling our reserves with high-end fuels that are going to be hard to get, and they're going to cost us a lot of money to fuel our reserves back up, China is fueling their reserves up with all the excess oil and gas coming out of Russia, because people have stopped buying Russia's fuel. So the economies have, you know, while they've looked like people want to go back to driving, and while they want to go back to doing things, supply side is really structured in crude markets, and it's going to be very, very tough. Hey, I had a question for you, Kenny. Do we just have the one name for TAPS today?
The name I have, yeah. What was it? Bill?
Palo, I think.
Palo. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, for the record, Carl Coonery, the late Carl, said it's Palo. That's how you say that word, Palo.
Pavo?
But I think they say Palo here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling Bill said Palo. That's the Finnish pronunciation, Palo.
Well, if it was the guy that I met a couple of years ago, he introduced himself as Palo.
Okay, all right. Well, so he's going with the Minnesota pronunciation. Okay.
Well, you know what? We better take our Minnesota news break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up here at Les Grumda Window and Siding. But boy, don't think the deals are going to stop. Les made it very clear that if you don't make it up here during the show today, boy, get up here next week. Take a look at what they've got. This is going to be the time, Northlanders, that you're going to want to make improvements to your home. Maybe new windows, maybe new doors, maybe new siding, maybe new roof. But you're going to want to hang on to your roof, because your roof is going to be, your home is going to be that value that you will always have no matter what happens to the economy here. So remember that if you're looking for new windows, new siding, new roofs, new doors, anything, come up to Les Grumda Window and Siding, 5210 McQuaid Road. But let's take our Minnesota news break. We'll be back.
KDAL time is 1:53, and one final stop up to McQuaid Road, where Brad is at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding.
Well, and they are, and they're open every day until 4:30, Monday through Friday, but they are not open on Saturday. So the people that call to want to come up and look at some windows, come up during the week from 8 to 4:30, and they'll be happy to help you out. They got so many beautiful displays up here, you're just going to love it. You can't help but find something that'll make your home look great. Now, the last thing I wanted to mention, you know, earlier in the week, Kenny, we were talking about the fact that Elon Musk has kind of held up on buying Twitter now because he's been told that there are certain things called fake accounts on Twitters, and there may be as many as 5% of the Twitter accounts that are fake accounts. And so he doesn't want to buy fake accounts. Guess who's got a huge amount of fake accounts?
Oh, my, who?
Yes, President Biden.
No.
President? Yes, no. There's a story out this morning. Nearly half of President Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers are fake accounts, according to an audit tool by software company SparkToro. Newsweek reported that the tool found that 49.3% of the accounts following the U.S. president are fake followers based on a number of factors, including how recently the account was established, location issues, lack of profile images, etc., etc. But they are what they call spam bots, propaganda. And so Elon Musk, who is in the middle of attempting to purchase Twitter, has said, you know what, I don't want to buy fake accounts. I want to buy real accounts. Oh, man, I'll tell you, Kenny, it doesn't get any crazier than this. By the way, just for all of you out there that love the supernatural, NASA Voyager 1 is now sending back information, mysterious data from beyond our solar system. Scientists are unsure what it means, but NASA said Voyager 1 is sending data that doesn't match the spacecraft's movements. The veteran spacecraft has been exploring other solar systems and interstellar space since 1977. I didn't realize that it had been up there that long. It is now 14.5 billion miles away from Earth, making it the most distant human-made object ever. So maybe we'll run into the Martians up there somewhere, or some supernatural something. But as you know, as Kenny said, by the way, just letting you know, the stock market is really hurting. Beware of the bears. This is the third day in a row now that Wall Street has left stock market in a precarious position, and they're worried about it going into a bear market now. So you got to be a little bit patient and a little bit concerned with what might be happening to your stock. And, you know, especially people that have had money into 401ks and into retirement accounts. I think I mentioned yesterday on the show, just that first day that the market hit like that, the market lost, or those pension funds lost $1.5 trillion. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of money. And, you know, as far as prices, natural gas prices, you know, you got to remember that we're getting into the spring season now. People might not be burning up as much natural gas heating their homes, but remember that natural gas is still the biggest way that we make energy, and energy is being consumed now in air conditioning. AccuWeather forecast high temperatures in Philadelphia would jump from 79 Fahrenheit on Thursday to 87 on Friday and 95 on Saturday, which is going to mean that people are going to be using air conditioning. In Texas, the Electric Reliable Council of Texas, which operates the grid for most of the state, forecast peak periods that we're going to be using air conditioning. So with that said, Northlanders, I am going to leave you up here at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding.
Well, have a great weekend, Brad, and we're going to go to Taps now.